Oregon tight end Colt Laerla is considered by some a first-round talent, but he won't get drafted in that round. Where he sits on teams' draft boards, if he's on them at all, is a major question mark after a number of off-the-field issues in 2013.
I'd say that I put myself in a position where my back's against the wall, to a point that if I don't do everything perfect and the right way, that I won't be able to play football, let alone be successful in any shape or form. So,
in the past, Laerla reportedly made some controversial comments about the Sandy Hook Elementary School shootings on Twitter, which were later deleted. He's received multiple traffic tickets. This past year, he abruptly left the Oregon team in early October after being suspended for a game for an unspecified violation of team rules. Weeks later, he was arrested and pleaded guilty to cocaine possession. Spending a day in jail and nine more on a road work crew was when he hit rock bottom.
Probably the night I spent in jail. So, that was huge for me. And like I said, it gave me a lot of time to self-reflect and realize that that's a place I'd never want to be again. Everything from the time that those things had happened till now has been a complete change. And I'm happy about it. I'm happy that I was able to get out of that situation.
He claims that football remains important to him, and he's working to regain weight he lost and get back into playing shape during the pre-draft process. He considers himself a versatile tight end that can block, catch, and work out of the backfield if called upon. But it's not the football skills NFL scouts are studying the most, and he knows that.
Definitely the lowest point for me was getting in trouble and having to be completely public and... You know, that was just a real life changer for me, and it really humbled me and showed me what I need to do from here on out. The biggest thing is just not hanging out with the people that I was hanging out with before, concentrating and focusing only on football and just staying positive with it. So.